just feels better. You think you treated me like a queen, but I don't feel like no royalty. Well, things are finally clear to see. You want forever. I'm thinking never, never.
Listen to that voice, would you?
I have goosebumps.
Impossible not to. Haley Reinhart is in studio with us. Haley could be known for many, many things. One of them took third in season 10 of American Idol. But Haley, I have to be honest with you. I'm a big fan of postmodern jukeboxes. Oh. And that's where I first found out about you and how good you are. And we found out you were playing back here in town in your hometown. And we said, we have to have Haley on. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. That's so cool. That's so cool to hear.
I am in my 50s and I just recently started taking voice lessons. How do you do that? This is the Chris Farley interview now.
Oh, I love
Seriously,
it.
Because, you know, when you sing, a lot of people go, oh, it just sounds like you singing. You are a soul sister.
Thank you.
It's just beautiful.
Oh, I think I got it from my mama, you know? She's been doing it all her life, too, and she's still doing it with, and her and my dad have a band. So just kind of grew up with it, you know, here in Chicagoland.
That's so cool.
When you're born into it, that's got to give a whole new dimension to it because you see that it's possible to do what you love so much. And your parents have been doing that, I'm guessing, your whole life, huh?
First-handedly, yeah. And, they, you know, it's beautiful to watch a couple be able to work side by side for, you know, 40 years or whatnot. Yeah. And, you know, just keep doing it. It's good to be able to have that endurance and learn from that, you know.
And music is just a way to speak to everyone. Yeah. It really, truly is. Mm-hmm. And you're coming to speak to us here in Chicago, coming back to town, I should say. You have a Better Benefit concert that's happening this Saturday, mm-hmm. Dirty Nelly's. It's a great place.
Yes, it's going to be an amazing event, and it's for a great cause. It's through PAVE, and it's promoting awareness and for victims who've been, you know, abused and sexually assaulted, and you know they're the only nonprofit organization to bring a lot of attention and try to help and heal the survivors and educate people all over the world.
It's so good of you to do. Did they approach you? What was the teaming up about? How did that happen?
Yeah, they did. They contacted my dad somehow. They probably saw them play somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, ever since we've been talking about this, it's been in the mix for, you know, quite some time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was very happy to be a part of this cause.
We just recently had Aaron Marin on, who has come up with Aaron's Law, which
yes.
is teaching parents and school administrators how to talk to kids about this and have kids talk mm-hmm. to someone else if something has happened. PAVE, Promoting Awareness, Victim Empowerment.
Yes.
And it's going on at Dirty Nelly's Saturday the 30th, 8 p.m., 180 North Smith Street in Palatine. Beautiful Palatine. Love it there.
You're originally from Wheeling.
I am, yes.
How close to Bob Chin's?
Oh, my God. That's the best question because it's the best place to go.
Yeah.
Not far at all. About 5 minutes.
Oh, you can get there in 5 minutes? Uh-huh. Okay, you're in good shape.
I'll meet you there for a Mai Tai.
All right, I'll see you there in a few. They know me there.
So when you were growing up, were you doing talent shows and that kind of thing? You must have blown the competition out the door with what you could do.
Thanks. I did do like our community idol thing.
Did you?
Maybe it was Buffalo Grove or something. And yeah, I did all the talent shows. I think the variety shows were the coolest because you just got to do you.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us about Better, the new album. When does it drop, as the kids say today?
Yes, it drops tomorrow. I'm so excited. Friday, Better's out, and the video's already here, and the single you can get as well. So it's pretty funky. Got some rock and roll roots in there, too. So, yeah, I hope you guys dig it.
Do you get nervous? As you mentioned, it's coming out tomorrow. Do you get nervous about the reviews of what the album will get, or does that not even faze you?
I'm really excited more than anything.
Good.
And I feel like I always put out very eclectic pieces of work. And so, you know, I don't expect it to be just one thing, which maybe would help with some reviews, you know, just because it's kind of like a little taste of different feels.
But you want to surprise whoever's listening to it. You want to surprise them. You don't want to give them what they expect, right?
Sure,
you want to grow
you
with
should,
each.
Yes, exactly. You should evolve with every piece that comes out, right?
I'm always amazed, Haley, because you're so young, but your voice sound you sound more cultured and worldly than you could possibly be at your age. Is that a conscious decision? Are you trying to sound older than you are? I don't know how you do it.
Oh, gosh. Do you mean like fit, like how it sounds?
It's just, yeah, it's so layered. Your performances are so layered, and I don't know how you could do it. You're 9 years old. It's amazing to be able to pull that off at the age of nine.
Easy, Grandpa.
I feel like I sounded froggier when I was nine.
Did you? Yeah,
it's always been that way. Maybe growing up in the smoky clubs with my folks.
That's what it is. There's a smoky quality to your voice that I think just lends so well to your music. It's great.
Thank you so
much. I've got to ask Haley a question because you tease me all the time. I have a 16-year-old son who plays guitar, a 13-year-old who sort of is starting to play drums, and we have a PA system in the basement, and I go sing with them, and we hang out.
Cool.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that's great. Who wants to hang out with their mom? Haven't you sung with your parents?
I mean, from day one, they've been...
Neener, neener, neener.
And it's the coolest thing. I mean, I couldn't have imagined growing up in a different, you know, with a different lifestyle and environment. I got to get to know a lot of the adult crowd being younger, and I just thought it was really cool.
And they're not going to, if they're in the music business, they're not going to squelch your dream. A lot of parents would say, hey, sure, be realistic.
Sure.
The odds of you making it are 1,000,000 to 1. But they want you to make it. They're in the same business.
I mean, that's why I think I'm such an optimist about everything. And even if it's at my hardest, you know, times in life, I just look to the bright side, and I have them to thank for that. So yeah. I think parent support means the world, you know. You could do it on your own, but it makes it a lot easier.
Haley Reinhardt in the studio with us. Her tour kicks off in June.
Yes.
You'll be at the Lincoln Hall June 14th.
You got it.
But you can see her a little bit sooner, and that's this Saturday, the 30th, 8 p.m. at Dirty Nelly's, the Better Benefit Concert. That's out in Palatine. You can go to HaleyReinhardt.com. You can also look for Dirty Nelly's. They have a website, Dirty spelled with a U. And the concert benefits PAVE, Promoting Awareness, Victim, and Empowerment, multi-chapter national nonprofit that works to prevent sexual assault and help the survivors heal through social advocacy, education, and victim support. Shall we take a quick break, and then will you grace us with a song?
You got it.
Perfect. We can't wait. Stick around. Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, Haley Reinhardt in studio with us on WGN.
As you know, I'm all about Debbie's and your trouble. I'm all about Debbie's and your trouble.
Listen to Haley's voice. Isn't that amazing? How does she hit those low notes?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. But I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. So I got that boom boom that daughter.
Try not to love this. Try.
Are you not covered in goosebumps?
It's fantastic.
I will show you, Haley. I am not lying. The hair's sticking up on end.
Now that's a rash, but if
no,
you look to the left.
It's not a rash.
It's not
Stop
a rash.
It.
That's right. The song that I said. That kid's going to the top, see? I put a cigar in my mouth. I didn't light it because that would be bad for my health. Listen up, Muggs. That kid's going to the top, I tell you. That's what I said when I heard that.
You are just amazing. And that's with what band is it, Bill?
Postmodern Jukebox.
Yes.
They're so good. So they heard of you somehow, and they said to you, Haley, come in and do a song or two with us, right?
We probably heard of each other, and I ended up being at a you know, residency they were doing in L.A., and
yeah.
I sat in. They asked me to sit in, and then I sat in for tours and videos.
You're so good. And you've got another song coming up with them soon.
Yes, soon.
Good.
And it's going to be a really cool one.
Can't wait.
All right, you have guys in the studio with you, and they're from a band that I have seen several times, a fun band.
Uh-huh.
Wedding Band.
The Wedding Band.
It's Vinny from Wedding Band. Hi,
you
Vinny. Thanks for coming. I appreciate that. So what will we be hearing now?
So Vinny's rocking on guitar with me here, and we're doing my new single, Better, the title track from the album.
Beautiful.
Cool. Now I'm right where I want to be. Out on the road, back to the 818. Back to the place where I can breathe. Where it just feels better. You think you treated me like a queen, but I don't feel like no royalty. Well, things are finally clear to see. You want forever, I'm thinking never, never. I threw your rehab into the ocean, and now I'm feeling better, feeling better, feeling better now.
better, yeah. Just because you're looking fine, baby, that won't keep me satisfied. You wear that smile like a disguise, but I just need something better. Well, jump down off your pedestal. Not even you could have it all. Don't drive by, please don't call. When I said never, I meant forever. Through your rehab into the ocean. And now I'm feeling better, feeling better, feeling better now. I wish you'd see it. So long, I felt so way down. Anger's away now, I'm finally letting go. I threw your rehab into the ocean. And now I'm feeling better, feeling better, feeling better now. Well, better, well, better, well, better. I said better, yeah, better, better. I threw your rehab into the ocean. Now I'm feeling better, feeling better, feeling better. I threw your ring into the ocean. Now I'm feeling better, feeling better, feeling better, feeling better. I threw your ring into the ocean. Now I'm feeling better, feeling better, feeling better.
Unreal.
Beyond unreal. That's, are you feeling better, by the way? You are feeling better. Okay, yeah, we're all feeling better. Haley Reinhart, wow.
How did you wake your voice up so early? Because this is early for belting that out.
I don't know. You know, I just
You can't fake. We were watching the smile on your face during that song. You can't. That can't be faked. That's legit. You're having a good time doing
I'm
this.
Having such a good time. You know, Chicago, it's real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the American Idol experience a pleasant one for you? I hope it was.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah, what'd you learn from that?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, there's a ton of opinions out there, and I think it's good to filter through them and take it all in,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, also go with your instincts mm-hmm. at the end of the day. And, I mean, just to be, you know, go through so much in a short period of time, you learn a lot about the ins and outs of the industry. It was cool to go back, and I got to mentor and perform with them, and,
yeah.
you know, it's nice to bring it full circle. I did my single, an Elvis cover that I have now on the radio, Can't Help Falling in Love. I don't
yeah.
know if you guys have seen it, but,
yeah,
so that
Goosebumps.
Was nice. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Good.
All right, so the new record drops tomorrow. The single Better, which we just heard, and the Better Benefit concert happening this Saturday. Dirty Nelly's in Palatine. And Vinny, great job on guitar.
Yes, man.
Thank you.
Outstanding, Vinny.
And Bruce, great job videotaping that. I miss
you
your
aimed it right at them.
I miss your shorts. You've got some great thighs there, Bruce.
I'm wearing them Saturday.
All right.
Wedding Band is just really a throwback and a good party time. And Haley, I understand your parents are going to be singing there as well.
Yeah, they're back. They're my backup band. So
how great
it's all
is
come
that?
Full circle.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Midnight is the name of their
Midnight,
band.
Yes.
It's such a pleasure to meet you. And this concert benefits PAVE. Again, this is Promoting Awareness, Victim Empowerment. It's a nonprofit that works to prevent sexual assault and, after it's happened, help heal the survivors. It's a great organization. And for information, you can go to pavingtheway.net or HaleyReinhart.com.
Yeah, check it out.
Dirty Nelly's.
And we'll see you at Bob Chin's in the corner booth at some point.
You'll
be
there.
All right, good.
All the garlic
crab cakes
rolls.
Are on me. Oh,
the
so good.
The crab vermicelli.
Oh, so good. So good.
Come on.
Great to meet you.
You too.
Continued success, guys. Fantastic. It's Haley Reinhart. Okay, we'll take a quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.